Dylan got in touch.
Hi, I'm a huge fan of your show, and I have a question for you. So, if two black holes collide, and there is a ripple of time in space, what would happen if you flew through it? And what other situations can change time itself?
Now, this happens on Star Trek a lot, so I'm really interested to hear the answer to this.
What?
People flying through
a gravitational wave.
An anomaly in the space-time continuum.
Okay,
happens
right.
A lot. And Jean-Luc Picard's hand went all funny in a fruit dish once. And I always wondered how one would argue that from a physics point of view.
Well, I think we've identified the Trekkies in the room here. So
singular.
What happens?
Singular. So, obviously, a very pertinent question, given that LIGO has directly detected gravitational waves.
LIGO?
LIGO is the Oh.
It's the gravitational wave.
It is, Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory.
Right.
And they detect gravitational waves for the first time. And these are formed when black holes merge. They can be formed in other ways too, but that's what's been discovered from LIGO. So these waves, they propagate outwards, and then they're crashing through us all the time. Right now, gravitational waves are going through us. We don't feel them. Because the...
No, I went to the curry house last night and I think I've had one or two gravitational waves afterwards.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a lovely image. The strength of gravitational waves falls away inversely with distance. And because these things are astrophysical in origin, the gravitational waves that cross us are very, very weak. In fact, LIGO had to detect, essentially, the sun moving by the width of a human hair. That's how accurately they had to do their measurements. That's absolutely phenomenal. But what essentially happened, though, is that if you had two particles together and a gravitational wave goes through them, they'd be pulled apart and compressed at the frequency of that wave. Okay, so if we were, it'd be like a tidal force, like when the moon goes around the Earth. So it pulls and pushes, stuff like that. So in terms of time, though, the effect is extremely minimal.
But does it actually do anything different to your body? Does that mean that literally parts of your body are experiencing time slightly differently as the wave goes through you?
Time, probably not. The time dilation effects are going to be extremely minimal. But in a physical way, you'd feel a tug. It'd be like a tidal force. So as if you
were a very small one.
Very, very small for us. If you got very close to the black hole, then there'd be a huge tidal force. But then your day is about to get much, much worse. Because I don't know if that was on Star Trek. Yeah, right. And then you are in a seriously different realm of time dilation effects.
In serious trouble.